The 7th biennial conference of the College of Health has opened in Accra with focus on Ghana's preparedness to handle medical emergencies and trauma. The 3-day conference is being attended by all units of the health sciences. The conference will discuss issues bordering on how healthcare providers must handle and receive emergency cases. Radio Ghana's Gloria Anderson, who was at the conference, reports that the consensus of participants indicates that demand for hospital cards and money before emergency cases are attended to is dangerous and must be reviewed.
Speaker after speaker emphasized the importance of the theme for the conference following the country's struggle to manage the cholera outbreak and prevent the entry of the Ebola disease. In their assessment, the outbreak of cholera in Ghana and Ebola in some West African countries are medical emergencies and a test of Africa's preparedness to any form of emergencies. The country manager of AstraZeneca Pharmaceutical, William Ofori, speaking to the topic, identified, among others, the lack of education and how to handle emergencies on the part of the public and health providers.
We are facing this cholera epidemic because most of the people are not going to the right facilities on time, and it's all lack of education. We have people with burns, and they think that they should apply everything from palm oil to Vaseline to burn. And these are educated people. Nobody knows what to do in case of an asthma attack, a heart attack. In some countries, standards have been set, and the standards are set around the adequacy of personnel, the training they receive, the facilities at the emergency centers, who the team comprises of, what the ambulance can do even before you get to the hospital. Number one is how quickly does the ambulance respond? And number two, when the patient gets to the healthcare facility, how long does it take to be attended to? The problem is how can we bridge the gap and make sure that there's some level of standard practice, be it private institution, public institution, or center of excellence. So are facilities designed to receive emergencies and respond in real time? Do we get all the other things?
Mr. Ofori provides some suggestions that can help Ghana.
But in all this, we need government support as well, and serious support from government, not only central government, but also the district and the localities and the community. We need to have one center of excellence in every part of the country to handle. We are in a world saddled with all kinds of medical emergencies and trauma of unprecedented proportion. Is Ghana ready to be at the forefront of medical science in terms of handling medical emergencies and trauma? That is so far with Ebola, although we are struggling with cholera. And the sad thing is that the corporate world look on unconcerned, and yet the very people in the corporate world forget that one day they will be patients and they will have to be attended to as a medical emergency.
The Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aite, questioned Ghana's preparedness for emergencies, pointing out that the country is still combating the menace of road accidents and has difficulty in handling perennial floods in Accra. He charged the participants to ensure that research presentations made at the conference is put to good use to improve healthcare delivery. The conference will, among other things, discuss road accidents and their effects on pregnant women.
Gloria Anderson's report.